Welcome, everybody. Let me help you envision, explore, and execute your plans. This is Motivate Me, and I'm Lynette Renda. Your passion can teach you so many things, and it can even land you in the Olympics, like Daniel Hayes. Before we get started today, I just want to make sure you know you can go to motivatemepodcast.com, and there you're going to find our show notes, links to all of the resources mentioned. You'll find an application to be on the show. You'll have access to our email, and we can direct you to the Motivate Me Ultimate Support System Facebook page, because nothing matters more to me than to connect with my listeners. So I hope I can do that starting right now. Ladies and gentlemen, on today's show, we have Daniel Hayes. Daniel is from Los Angeles, California. He's an actor, a mixed martial artist, and a boxer who will be representing Trinidad and Tobago in the 2016 Summer Olympics. So before we get started, Daniel, I just want to welcome you to the show. Really interesting passion here, boxing.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
So, you know, when we kick the show off, we always start with a quote that is meaningful to the guest. Do you have one that you kind of hold near and dear?
This one I definitely do hold near and dear. It's from Steve Jobs, and it was the commencement address back in 2005 to Stanford. And the quote was, "You can't connect the dots looking forward. You can only connect them looking backwards."
How do you connect to that?
Just through experience. A lot of times, you know, sometimes in just anything athletically, any endeavor that we go down and something bad happens, you wonder, you see yourself asking, why did this happen? Why did this happen? And maybe a year later, you see, oh, wow, you know what? That really happened. It's a good thing that didn't work out because this new opportunity was presented. And that's something that I've found, especially the past few years, has been my biggest growth, is just trusting in the process, good or bad experiences, and just learning from it and moving forward.
I really love that you brought that up, because it is a topic that I talk about all the time on the show. And we talk about it with just in general things that you may want in your life. But even when, you know, you experience something traumatic or some kind of illness, it's like, why did I have to experience this? But then you see the lessons that you learned and how it changes your person and ultimately your life. So I like that you connected to that.
Yeah, well, it's funny. That's connected the dots is in the quote too. Yeah.
See, yeah. And you know what? I don't care what they say about boxers. Lizzie, you're a smart guy. I'm digging it.
I appreciate that.
So I know that not only did you box and, you know, you were a mixed martial artist, but you were also a soccer player, football player, baseball, swimming, and basketball. And I know you excelled in all of those sports, and competition is your thing. But I'm really interested right now in focusing on this passion for boxing. I mean, number one, congratulations that you're going to the Olympics.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. It's definitely been a whole process, even leading up to now, getting through injuries. And, you know, it's been a lifelong journey. I've been a lifelong athlete, though, so I feel really prepared. And even as I launched my professional career as well as a boxer, I feel it's been an accumulation of everything that I've gone through athletically, summing up till now.
How did this passion start for you for boxing?
For boxing, well, I always was a huge believer in cross training, meaning, you know, if you're playing, for me, it was playing basketball. And so what I would do is in the summer, I would box just so I can give my body a break, and also just to, you know, encounter something else, stepping outside of my comfort zone. So for me, it was when I was playing basketball, and in the summers, I would box so this way I could develop my hand-eye coordination, my quickness, and whatnot. And it was only until when I was done college, I pretty much, I was like, you know what? I still have so much left in the tank athletically. Like, and I just couldn't see my competitive appetite just, you know, dissipating. I just couldn't, I was still so hungry to still compete and so passionate about it. And I said, no, I'm not done. I'm not done being an athlete. I'm, you know, this, for a lot of people, that's where their, you know, their athletic career ends. And for me, I just didn't want to take no for an answer. I had too much of a fire inside of me. So I picked up mixed martial arts. And from there, that pretty much evolved into boxing. That's where we are today.
Can you tell me the difference between the two now? I hope MMA is not like that whole cage fighting.
Yeah. That's mixed martial arts. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Listen, boxing scares me. I'm not going to lie. I don't like that you get your head beat. I'm sorry. I don't like it.
Well, they call it the sweet science, right? But the difference between mixed martial arts and boxing is mixed martial arts is an array of different martial arts. So whether it be Brazilian jiu-jitsu, American boxing, Muay Thai, or, you know, there's so many different martial arts. And it's all blended into one sport, right? As opposed to boxing, where it's just boxing. That's it. So it's one component. Boxing is one component of mixed martial arts.
Have you ever had to use your fighting skills out on the street?
Geez. I'm going to knock on wood. Let me find some wood. No, and I hope I never have to. I think the last fight I got into was maybe in high school. I would say my freshman year in high school was the last fist fight I ever got into. I used to get in a lot of fights, let's say in elementary and whatnot, but for sure now, oh my God, I would, to be honest, I'd probably dread it. Because I wouldn't want to break my hand or I wouldn't want to hurt the other person. And I'm sure the judges would just love it that a trained fighter is fighting with civilians.
Right, exactly. That's scary. But I mean, at least you can defend yourself.
Yeah, certainly. Certainly.
Okay, so one other question, because I am such a huge fan of the Olympics. I love the Olympics. And so I'm really proud of you. And I think it's the coolest thing that you're going to be in the Olympics. But I always have this question about you're representing Trinidad and Tobago. Now, I'm always curious about how that is determined. How is it determined that you're representing Trinidad and Tobago rather than the U.S.?
Okay. So that has to do – first of all, let's just break that whole thing down. The side of the world we're on, North America, South America, in my opinion, is the hardest – for any sport when it comes to qualifying, right? Just because, and the easiest one, I believe it's called the Oceania Division. It's pretty much Australia, New Zealand, and Fiji. Like that's their, so if you're the best in Australia, you're automatically going to qualify. But for me, because I have Trinidadian citizenship, I chose to represent Trinidad just with family, the influence of my uncle. He's been hugely an influence on my whole boxing career. And he was really the one that persuaded me to get out of mixed martial arts and to start competing in boxing. And it was actually him, because he knew with me being a kid, I always wanted to go to the Olympics. He knew that. But just the path that I was on as far as playing team sports, it never kind of evolved, right? So once I stopped, I got into mixed martial arts. And it was only after a loss in mixed martial arts that he said, hey, you know, why don't you just focus on boxing? Like, why, just take one element, one sport, and just focus just on boxing. And there's a lot of places you can go with it. And for me, it was, making the trip to Trinidad and fighting there. And now the opportunity has presented itself.
You know, I have a previous student who is now a listener, and her name is Anissa, and she is from Trinidad. So I'm going to make sure that she listens to this episode and she follows you because, she's living in New York City, but she is from Trinidad. And I know that she'll be super excited to support you in that.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's great.
My other question is, what challenges have you had moving forward with this career? And can you keep in mind for us that I have listeners out there who are probably thinking, you know, I always wanted to get involved either in another sport or specifically boxing. So if I have anybody out there, any age, who is thinking about getting involved in boxing, like what kind of challenges did you have that they might foresee?
Well, if you have no, you'd call it combat sport experience. If you have no combat sport experience, like prior, the biggest challenge you're going to have is the fear of getting hit, right? I don't think any, I think we're all wired where innately you don't want to get hit, right? So that for sure is going to be your biggest challenge off the bat if you have no combat experiences getting hit. The next step to that would be is not looking away when you get hit. So if you get hit or not closing your eyes when you get hit or flinching up or whatever. I would say those off the bat is the two biggest ones. And then to even trickle down, I would say you see, with fighting, it's so unlike any other sport. And I, as you can see, I've played a lot and I've competed in a lot of different ones. But with fighting, it taps into that adrenaline where, you know how we're wired, where it's freeze, fight, or flight?
Yep.
It's the only sport, or even in mixed martial arts, these combat sports, it's the only one where you actually tap into that fight, right? So it sucks up a certain amount of adrenaline and energy and elevated heart rate and just everything, right? So I would say being able to manage your adrenaline levels and your heart rate is going to be also a challenge when you get into the sport.
That makes a lot of sense. And those are some really great details that I don't think a lot of us have ever thought about. So it's really great to get that insight. When I force myself to watch some boxing, I will be paying attention to those types of things, like that they're not flinching, they're not looking away. That's really pretty wild. Okay, so what do you think that you've learned about yourself through this?
Oh my God. I've learned that you can be weak. For me, I've learned in the sport of boxing, it's a very, very honest sport, meaning it's going to strip you to your bare bones, both mentally and physically. So what I've learned about myself is my extreme strengths and my extreme weaknesses and how to cope with when I am weak, both mentally or physically. So that's been two things that I've definitely learned that, and those are two challenges that I still face in the sport because I've never as much had to face them before because I've always played team sports before, as opposed to this where it's an individual sport where you're really on your own. You don't have your teammate to help you out or you don't have that motivational factor of being accountable to a teammate as well. And for me growing up, I was always a team athlete. I was always a team sport player. So that's definitely been a continuing challenge for me.
So do you have any kind of resource that you could recommend to anybody who, you know, is looking into this?
Okay. So a really good book that I'm reading right now is called Rafa. It's by Rafael Nadal, and he's a tennis player. And pretty much I just started it. It was recommended to me and it pretty much goes into competitive mindset and how he was able to finally win in tennis, his championship. That has definitely been one book that I would strongly recommend, as well as Anthony Robbins' book I read recently was The Unlimited Power. Those two books alone, I think would equip you for any sport or any sort of athletic endeavor.
Okay, so this is the Motivate Me Express to Success, and we are talking about boxing here. So if somebody wants to bring boxing, which I'm sure, you know, other people will apply what you have to say here to their lives and what their passion is, if it's a sport of some kind, but let's stick with boxing since, you know, that's where you're at. I believe in order to act, people need to first envision something for themselves, and then they need to explore what it would take and then execute a plan. So if someone was to envision themselves boxing, what should they see?
What they should see for themselves is, for sure, I'm huge on visualization. So I would say visualize wrapping your hands. Visualize the feel of sweat because you're going to get used to that feel. Visualize the mental and physical fatigue that you're going to be going through, as well as the feel of the ring, the feel of those hot lamp lights hitting you when you're in the spotlight and the ring. Visualize moving around and visualize yourself being at its most fatigued and trusting your body that you've put in the work that you're going to recover and everything's going to be okay.
You know, I think that people who are into boxing, and it could be somebody who's never stepped in a ring yet, you know, Daniel, they could be listening to what you're saying right now, and that pumps them up. I want to be pushed to the point where my body is that fatigued, because that means I'm working for something.
Yeah, 100%. And boxing, like whether it just be for fitness or whether you're trying to compete in the sport or whatnot, I am like, I got my mom boxing 100%, but fitness wise, it's great. Just even developing hand-eye coordination, the, you know, you're going to get such a better sense of self-confidence, as well as, you know, you're going to be seeing more muscle definition. You'll be pushing your cardiovascular limits 100%. There's so many positive benefits to even fitness boxing that I couldn't even think of any negatives, other than maybe if you're hitting the bag wrong and you might hurt your hand, or, you know, something that comes with any sort of exercise. But I definitely strongly recommend it.
I'm kickboxing on Fridays, by the way.
Nice.
I don't even punch the bag, though, because I hit the bag once and it hurt my wrist. I was like, whoa.
Oh, yeah. You got to make sure with wrapping your hands, that's a really important one as far as for injury prevention, is make sure you wrap your hands very securely, as well as with your gloves. Make sure you get a good pair of gloves so you have wrist support. It's well cushioned so you don't hurt your hands.
Okay, good to know. Now, to explore what it would take, and I think you actually listing the materials you would need is part of that.
Oh man, with nowadays, especially with the internet, there's just so many resources, whether it's throwing it up on Facebook, and you'd be surprised how many people would even reach back. There's so many groups. Even checking a directory or Googling it, just seeing what's a local boxing gym, or it doesn't even have to be a boxing gym. Like LA Fitness has boxing classes, or 24 Hour Fitness. There's so many resources around you, just, you know, right off of your phone, that you can find where if you want to just at least taste it, do a boxing class. There's so many pretty much around you.
Okay, so to execute a plan, the first step would be envisioned it for yourself. You're like, I can take this. Matter of fact, it's exciting to me, you know, to be pushed to these limits, to work hard. And, you know, I've explored my area. I know where, and I know what I need to do. I know what I need to get. So to execute that plan.
Well, Anthony Robbins said it best in his book, funny enough, with the Unlimited Power. And he said, the most important thing is just getting started. And to build momentum, and the importance of building momentum. And that's something that I've taken in anything once I read that book and I ingrained that in myself. So to bring that back to this, as far as executing, is just get started. Whether it's not going to be perfect, it's not going to be perfect, meaning just make yourself go to that class. And you're not going to hit the bag perfectly. You might or end up hurting your hand a little bit because it's not perfect, but just get started. It doesn't have to be the best class. It doesn't have to be the best trainer, but just get started. And from there, you're going to build that confidence and building momentum and starting to work towards your goal.
You know, let me ask you a question, Daniel. When you get a little older, which you will, right?
Yes.
You're not going to lose this love for sports and competition. Maybe even boxing is the arena you like that pun? The arena, yeah. You would like to stay in. So what do you see yourself doing? Because I have, you know, listeners out there who maybe are feeling as if they're too old to really necessarily play the sport, but might want to still get engaged in it. What do you see yourself doing later?
Well, I could touch on two things then. So one is right now, currently, I'm dealing with a labrum and rotator cuff injury. So this is something that I got late of last year. And when that happened, I was like, you know what? I got to taper it down a little bit with the boxing because I have to rehabilitate this injury. So I picked up track cycling. So track cycling is pretty much, I don't know if you're familiar with it, it's in a velodrome, and if you're not familiar with a velodrome, it's like a bowl, and you race around the bowl. So for me, when I'm done with boxing, I am 100% going to be competing, and right now, this year, I will be competing in track cycling, just because it's, again, I always believe in cross training, but for me, it's very, very light on your joints. The only thing you're really working is your legs and your cardiovascular system. So this is something I can do till I'm like 70, because I believe the California state champion in the master division was 72 years old last year. And wow. He won. Yeah. So for me, I know I'm going to be a lifelong athlete, and I think I'll die inside and mentally, not physically, but mentally and inside, if I don't have that competitive side to me, right, athletically. And for me, I've already planned that one out, because I it's like I've been down this road where I was done college, and then there was kind of that little lull of finding myself again. So learning from that experience, I know as soon as I'm done boxing, I've already started training in track cycling, and that's something I am going to be doing, whether it be professional or representing Trinidad internationally. So that's my journey, and that's what I will be doing. What I would recommend for people, there's so many different things as far as doing Tough Mudder or the Spartan Race. These are, you know, simple things you could just sign up for and train for. I think a big thing is having accountability to train for something. So what happens is, I believe when people are no longer motivated because they're not striving towards a goal, that's when you find these dead spots, right? So I think doing even a 10K, or there's bike races or triathlons, just something, or even doing a 5K, just something that you can work towards. And I think having that goal in mind definitely is a great sense of motivation.
You know, I just got so happy as you were talking, because that was so unexpected, everything that you just said. And I know it applies to so many people. It was so motivational. And I know that you are also a speaker, correct?
Yes.
And so anybody, if you're looking to bring a motivational speaker in, I know, Daniel, you speak on multiple topics, and you just got a little taste of that, everybody. And I don't know about you, but to me, you just gave a lot of people a lot of hope that they can bring something that excites their life, that they're passionate about, that they can wake up tomorrow to look forward to doing, that they can research in their area different sports and things that they can get involved in. I really love that.
Well, yeah, that's definitely something, another passion of mine, speaking of, is, and that was for me in being a team player and always being a team sports. It was always, I love that effort when it's a team effort, and you know, maybe today I might be down, but you're going to pull me up, and tomorrow you might be down and I'm going to pull you up. You know, I love inspiring and motivating people.
You're good at it. You are good at it. So what closing advice do you have for everybody?
The closing advice has been something that I would say I've been through, and definitely recently in the past few years, is to step outside your comfort zone. Because it's usually what we feel most uncomfortable doing is what leads to our biggest strides in growth. And for me, that's, you know, I recently did a half marathon. I'm by no means a runner. Did I train for it? Not at all. But the reason why I did it is because I wanted that level of uncertainty in my head, where I'm just so outside my comfort zone athletically, and I'm just going to force myself and will myself to just get through it. And for me, that was my step outside of the comfort zone, or just in anything. And I totally recommend that. If you're having that inkling feeling, or no, I just don't want to do it, I just don't feel comfortable, a lot of times it's that exact thing that's going to lead to your biggest growth.
How did you do on the marathon?
I didn't place by any means, but I got through it. It was like an hour and 48 minutes. So it was kind of...
Was it hard?
Mind you, I didn't train for it. So like my muscles were cramping. I was dehydrated. I did every mistake in the book that, you know, any pro runner would know. Like, he'd be clearly like, this is amateur hour. Yeah, that was a very humbling experience, but I'm glad I willed myself to get through it. And when I was done doing it, just the sense of accomplishment and just the, you know, just the sense of doing it, it's such a rewarding feeling.
Okay, so for people to contact you, now we're going to make you a part of the Motivate Me Ultimate Support System, our private group on Facebook, so they can get in touch with you there. But what other contact information would you like to share?
Oh, well, you could just go to my website, www.daniel-hayes.com, and there you'll find all my social media links as well as contact info.
Okay, and I will make sure to include that in the show notes for this episode. I want to thank you so much. It was really such a pleasant surprise speaking with you today.
It was great speaking with you as well. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. And so right now, Daniel is the go-do for my audience. So, and I like to refer to them as the motivators. They're out there motivating each other in our group all the time, and they're motivating the people in their life. So today, what do you think they should go do to get started?
Do something you've never done. Just do something. If it's something, you know what? I've always wanted to do that, but I just never got around it. Whether it's something that, you know, let's say it's skydiving. I'm not saying go do skydiving, but set a date. Set a date so you're held accountable to go do something you haven't done that you want to do that's outside of your comfort zone.
And just so you know, on our tour, our 50-state tour departing the first week of May, I'm doing something I've never done before in each of the 50 states.
Whoa.
So okay. I am about getting outside of that comfort zone, and I want to role model that for everybody because, you know, I'm no spring chicken over here, Daniel.
Out of curiosity, what's the craziest thing on your list?
Well, let's see. Craziest thing is that we're going to be going up in an airplane with a woman who owns a flight school. Now, I've never gone up in a private plane before. So for me, that's the one I am most nervous about. All right. Thank you so much, Daniel. And that is the end of the show. Please remember, you motivate me. I'm Lynette Renda.